We've been talking about building walls that block windows. 2 weeks ago we spoke about the halacha. Gemara says you're not allowed to build a wall that's going to block the light coming into someone's house. The shiur the Chachamim gave for that was 4 amas. You can't build a wall within 4 amas of someone's house. We said nowadays if there's standards of communal standards, custom, so you have to keep that custom not to block the light into that house. But I'll pee the Gemara, the way the Sefer HaGudah learned, there is an exception even to that case, and that is in the case of the Gemara's case, the case of a porch which requires more light. So there you really have to keep a distance not to destroy the purpose of that porch, to which the HaGudah, Sefer HaGudah extended that to a shul. Shuls require more light, and therefore you have to stay further away from a shul than you would from a normal house. Last week we spoke about the issue of building a wall that stops a cross breeze. We saw from the poskim, they were pretty unanimous that the Gemara only says you can't block the light from coming into a house. It doesn't say anywhere you can't block a cross breeze from going into a house. That doesn't seem like a normal usage of a window. The exception we learned to that was the Rashba's case. The Rashba had this Maisa Shehoyev that people were arguing that he had built a wine cellar and he put a window there, and the way the wine cellar worked, the window cross ventilates. The wine cellar keeps it cool, it keeps the wine cool. So there, the Rashba said the owner of the wine cellar has a legitimate taina to stop the neighbor from building a wall that stops the cross breeze, because that will ruin the whole purpose of the wine cellar. But that's the way the Rashba said it. The endless week we explained the Svara, and we'll keep that in mind tonight also, that these cases of building walls, blocking windows, are different than all the cases we learned until now this year. Because until now we were talking about cases where I'm doing something in my yard which goes and attacks in my neighbor's yard, whether it's the tree's roots or the tree's leaves or the water or smells or sounds or even my sight. I'm going into his privacy, I'm going into his yard and disturbing the uses of his yard. That's Nizkei Shechenim. Over here, my wall isn't going in to attack his yard. I'm not taking anything away from him. What I'm doing is I'm preventing him from enjoying the light of my yard or the breeze from my yard. So the only taina that a person could have is to say, look, when I opened my window, I acquired an easement over your Avashibu, Dava Chazaka, in your yard, that I have the right for those 4 amas of light. Or, if it would have worked, or the case of the Rashbas, I have, when I opened up the window of my wine cellar, I acquired the right in your yard for a crossbreeze. Since you didn't protest, you didn't say anything, I now have the right to have that crossbreeze come from your yard. That's as far that we have to keep in mind as we proceed tonight. Tonight's case is the third case of walls blocking windows and other items, and we're going to talk where it's not blocking the light, it's not blocking a breeze, but the window or the wall is going to block the sun's rays from entering the next door neighbor's property. And we'll talk about 3 different cases. We'll talk about a case where the neighbor likes the sun's rays coming into his window directly. It should come into his house. He warms up the house. Not for the light, but for the sun's warmth from those rays of the sun. And I guess he's not worried about his furniture getting faded. Right? That's people usually don't like the sun's rays. But he wants the sun's rays coming into his house. So we'll talk about that case. We'll talk about people that put out clotheslines, and that needs the direct sun to help the clothes dry, and the neighbor decides to build an addition which is going to stop the sun from hitting the clothesline at least part of the day. And the third case we'll talk about, I don't know it's so relevant here, but in Eretz Yisrael they have these solar heaters on all the roofs, Dud Shemesh. So does the neighbor have the right to build a wall that will block the sun from hitting those solar panels? That's tonight's topic. The wall that will be stopping the rays of the sun. So we'll start with a rivash. It's really the Achronim talk about. We'll go step by step, follow this through the ages. The rivash had a shaila like this. There were two partners, going back to the one of the earlier sugyas in the Gemara, about the first sugya, is that you have two people who are partners in a courtyard, and they decide to divide it up. So they build their chai, we hold with a paskin, there is hezek, your chai to build a wall in between the 2 yards. Now, how high does that wall have to be? So the Mishnah Bava Basra, on the handout here, says, if a wall between the 2 yards collapses, each neighbor is hired to chip in to rebuild it to be 4 amas high. At 4 amas, that prevents people from looking over. That's enough of a shear. Now, once the wall is built, the cheska shenosan, we assume each of the neighbors contributed to the cost. And if one neighbor wants to say, oh, well, I paid for the contractor to come and I want you to chip in, the other neighbor can say, no, I also paid. No, we both paid for it together. You want me to pay? Prove to me that I didn't. And he has to bring the proof, because the assumption is both neighbors are obligated to build up to 4 amas. If you want to build it higher than 4 amas, so then you can't force the neighbor to chip in for that extra height. You have to pay for that yourself, and the Mishnah continues. Now, in the Rivash's case, one neighbor wanted to build it on his own, higher than 4 amas, and the neighbor next door said, I don't want it that high, because by building it that high, you're going to block the sunlight from coming into my yard. I have a nice sunlight, I like going into sitting in the sun in my yard, and if you build that wall too high, more than 4 amas, I want you, because I should have privacy. But more than 4 amas, I don't want it that high. You're going to block the light from coming into my chatzer. So to that, the Rivash answered, you can read it inside, Tshuva, Pashid Hu, Shaina Yochel Ha'akev, it's Pashid that he can't block his neighbor from building the wall higher than 4 amas. Shlo Amru L'Harcha Kenegdon Shlo Yapil, the only halacha we have about distancing a wall against a window is against a structure, shelo yapol, not to make it dark, is el bechalonos. That's only by a window. Shah ora hanichnesis bevayis minachalonos, because the light that comes into a house from the windows nichnesas mekenegdon. It comes in horizontally. Vechol shehichlig bechalon. As long as you have a chazok in the window, like we said last week, zocha ba'avir karko shalchaveru. He acquires rights to the airspace of his friend's land. Sheitzar Klasher Gav Am said he has to stay 4 amas away. Ibalinus connect though, if he wants to build the wall, Kadeshali Apple, not to make it dark. So that's talking where the light is coming in from the side. So that's where the Mishnah and the Halacha says you can't build a wall to block the light from coming into the window. But if the chatzir, which is wide open, there's no roof over the chatzir, the light comes in vertically from the top. It doesn't come in from the side. So we don't have, never heard any halacha that you shouldn't build a wall not to stop the light, into that you shouldn't make it dark next door. It's true that it'll be a little bit of a shade, but the light of a chatzer comes from the top. So the Rivash says that you can't stop the neighbor from building a wall to prevent it from coming to the chatzer. We never saw such a halacha. I was thinking nowadays, you know, we would say it's also, you know, I don't like it, but it looks like, and but you don't have a tanya like that. It's we don't see that tanya. The only tanya has, you can't make it dark. If it's something that's really not normal, so then we'll talk about it in the future.
You never spoke about trees. You could plant the tree has shade, and then the box still will see the sun.
Right, so that will be the same thing. We never saw anywhere that a tanya that I don't be blocking the sun from my chatzer. Now, by the way, it's a tree. It's, you have another hetcher by the tree. Well, more than that, with a tree, if you plant a tree, or this, I'm speaking out, but you can even, according to most posting, you can even plant a tree next to a window that's going to block the light from coming into the window, because that's not giray delay. Just like you could plant a tree that eventually the roots are going to go and hit the well, because right now I didn't do anything. That's also, I can plant the seed now, and later it's going to grow. That's not giving you delay. So a tree b'chal wouldn't be an issue, but certainly not in a yard. So that's the Rivash's first svara, that this issue of blocking light is only talking a window where the light comes in sideways, and you build a wall blocking that light. So in that case, you're causing a real hazard. In that case, the way he puts it is that the neighbor had acquired a right to to his delight, to the airspace of his friends, that he had that easement in that friend's property, and he can't block it. But to say that you're blocking the light from coming into a chatzir, that you never see such a svara. Then he just says further, what did he do to acquire his friend's karka sheyachrim linus kenegdo, that he should stop him from building against him? What chazoka did he do? The bishlam of the chalalan bishlam, in the case of the window, hichzik, he makes a chazoka, mikame shalom micha ha'achar shayachal limchaz v'pasro ha'chalon. Since when he opened the window, the neighbor could have protested and he didn't protest, so then he has a chazaka and through that he acquires the easement over his friend's property. But you have these 2 yards sitting over here. What did he do to show that he wants to have that light coming from his friend's yard? There's nothing he did. He didn't build anything, and his friend couldn't say, I don't want you to make a chazaka in my yard. So there's no way that he acquires any right to his friend's yard to prevent him from building a wall that will block the light into the chatzir, into the yard. And this is Paskin by Shulchan Aruch, Kufnon Daud, Siv Chavav, the simon we've been talking about. Echem Yashutvin, Sharotel Hagbiya, Hakosel, Hamashutav Einayim, Hotsaasa Yoser Al Arba Amis. If one person, one of the partners, wants to build the wall, the joint wall, higher than 4 Amis, even though he's making the courtyard darker, it does make it, there is more of a shade there now. The rule is the neighbor cannot prevent him, because we never saw any halacha that you cannot make my yard darker. Because number one, it's not really such a big deal, because the light, I think what the Rav Ash is saying, because the light comes from the sky, and he's not blocking the sky. It's not like a house where you have a roof over it. That's number one. And number two, there's nothing you're doing that shows that you're acquiring rights to your neighbor's airspace there, because you just have a yard. You didn't do anything. It's only by your window, where you opened the window in your house and he's quiet. That's when we say you acquired that right, that easement over the neighbor's yard. Before we go further, suppose you have your tomatoes there, and by building the wall, your tomatoes won't grow. Right, so there it could be, I'm not sure about tomatoes, but if for that year, when you planted your tomatoes, and then you need the light, you know, from your neighbors on the south, and he builds a wall south of the tomatoes, so there's no sunlight hitting them, so there we could say 2 things. We could say, here it is, the sunlight from the sky is maybe that tiny little, because you get sunlight from the sky, but here you did an action. There, when you planted tomatoes, the neighbors have said, look, you can plant your tomatoes, but I'm planning on building a wall over here, and I don't want you to give me any problems, because there you did a maisa. Right? Over here, though, in the Rav Ash's case, he didn't do anything. He just has this yard and saying, look, you're blocking, you're ruining the shade, I like sunbathing out here. That you didn't do anything to acquire rights over your friend's property. So that's the case of the Rav Ash. Now, based on that, on a second, the rest of this side is going to be there. Now we're going to just go in order the second side of the handout. We'll continue with the way the tshuvas worked in history. The Maharshach, who's early Achron, had a shaila like that, like this, similar to one of the cases we're talking about. I don't know what it is, but they used to have, say, some sort of balcony, and on the balcony, they would build some type of contraption where they would put their clothes on that contraption to dry. It would be, you know, the balcony is high up, and they would put some type of wood and nails, I don't know what it is, and they would put the clothes on top for them to dry up there from the sun's rays. And the shaila that the Marshach was dealing with is that the neighbor decided to build an addition to make his house higher, and by doing that, it was going to come level up with that balcony where that contraption is, and it was going to block the sun's rays from hitting that contraption. Let's see the Marshach inside. The case was Sharotalag Bia Beisol Lamailo Adhagar Daki. This person wanted to build his house higher up to the level of the Gardaki, which is the porch. Asherboha Istridur. The istridur is this contraption that dries the clothes. And he's going to stop the sun's rays from hitting that istridur because of the height of the house. And he asked me, can I protest the neighbor that he shouldn't raise it? And the machshach's teretz was, you can't stop him. Now the Chori, he said, so how's this different than the Rivash? The Rivash said that when you have a yard and the sun is coming from the top, there's nothing blocking the sun. You don't need a sideways sun like by a window. The sun's coming from the top. The Rivash was Mechadesh, that you can't stop your neighbor from building a wall that's blocking the, that's making too big a shade in your yard. You can't stop that. So over here, how can you stop it from, how can you stop building a wall against the porch here? The porch is also open to the sky, and the sun will still come down. You're still going to get sun's rays over here. So l'chor from the Rivash, we should say that you have no right to stop the neighbor from building a wall that will block your istridur, or your modern-day clotheslines, or maybe, like we said, the solar panels. Right? Maybe you should have no taina. So to that, the Marshach said, this case is different than the Rivash. Because in the Rivash's case, it's true that it's going to make it darker. But there's nothing there that you did. You just have a courtyard. You have your yard. And it's going to be a little bit darker than it was before. You can't stop the neighbor from making your courtyard a little bit darker. But over here, where you built a contraption. You built this istridor in order for you to be able to dry your clothes. And he's coming to stop the sun from hitting it. So that is similar to blocking the light from coming into a window. And therefore, the Marashach said, you have to keep the wall away. Now, Marashach is hard to understand. The Teres Emes, which is the next tshuva, the Marah Sason, I have a couple copies of it hanging around that I've printed out. He says he doesn't understand the Marashach, what the Marashach is saying, and it's hard to understand what he's saying, because if the Rivash is right, that when the sun comes, when you don't have a roof and the sun's coming straight down, you can't stop your neighbor from building a wall that's going to make it darker, so what? That you built a little contraption over here where you're hanging your clothes, still the sun comes straight down, and and you don't need the sun to come sideways. Why is this any different than the Rivash's case? So he doesn't understand what the Marashach wants. We'll see later possibly what the Marashach meant. But the Teres Emes himself gives two reasons why it could be possible to block your neighbor from building the wall that will stop the sun's rays from hitting the istridor. He's talking about this case of this contraption, the istridor. The first thing he invokes, the Rashba that we spoke about last week. The Rashba said that even though I can't stop you from building a wall opposite my window that lets a cross breeze in, because we don't see anywhere in Shas that's a real taina. But if I have a wine cellar that requires air to come in, and if you build a wall, you ruin my wine cellar, then I can stop you from building that. And that's Paskin by the Ramah we saw last week. I can stop you from building a wall that's going to stop a cross breeze that's going to ruin a wine cellar. It's a special case. So same thing over here. I spent time and effort building this istridor, building this contraption for my clothes, and it needs to have a constant sunlight. It's true, there'll be some sun from coming overhead when the sun's around noontime, but when it's not noon, and in the winter, when the sun doesn't go so far overhead, it won't work. So this should be similar to the case of the wine cellar. Just like the wine cellar, the Rashba said, I can stop you from blocking my breeze, because the wine cellar requires it. Here also, I should be able to block you from building a wall that's going to ruin my istridor. It's not like the Rivash's case where it's just a chas. You're not ruining someone's yard by making it a little bit darker. It's still a courtyard. It's still a yard. It might be not as pleasant as you like it, but it's still a courtyard. But over here, where your wall is going to ruin my clotheslines, my contraption here, so in that case, I could block you based on the Rashba. And that was his first attempt to explain why you should be usher to build a wall to block the istridor. Do you hear any problem with that, Taina? Like, why is this case different why is the Isidur different than the Rashba's case? Right, they both worked there first. The Isidur was there first, and he's building a wall, and the wine cellar is there first. But he says it could be there's a big difference there, because by the Rashba's case, what happens? What's the outcome of a wall if there's a wall blocking the breeze from the wine cellar? Right, the wine gets ruined. Right, it causes a hezek to the neighbor. It's a real hezek. What's the outcome of the wall blocking the istridor? Right, the clothes won't get ruined. They just will take longer to dry. Right, you won't have that benefit of the sunlight, but they won't get ruined. Now, you know, I don't know how it works with you, but maybe you'll say that it'll get moldy while they're sitting there if you don't dry them right away. But if that would be the case, it wouldn't be the same. But, you know, you can space them out so they don't get mildewed from getting wet. Right? The assumption is what it's just going to take longer to for them to dry in the air than drying in the sun. So based on that, the Torah Zema says you can't use the Rashba over here, because there's a big difference between the Rashba's case where building a wall will ruin that person's wine, to this case here, where building the wall won't ruin his clothes, it'll just make the Isidur not work so well. So mainly he says there's no raya from the Rashba to this case. However, the Torah Zema then says, let's think about two shiurim ago. We had this halacha of the aguda, that the aguda said that even though normally I can't force you to be more than 4 amos away from my window, because that's the shiur the chachamim said, but if it's a special type of window, it's a window made for, it's a porch where it's not even a window, that requires a lot of light, or it's a shul or a base medrash that requires a lot of light, the aguda said, based on the Gemara, that I can stop you, I can force you to be far enough away from the wall not to stop, to ruin the use of my porch or ruin the use of the base medrash or the base agnesis. So that, he says, could be a precedent for our case over here. Your building a wall is going to ruin the usage of my istridor, is going to ruin the use of my clotheslines. So in that case, where this is really something that's going to, your wall is not like stam, that it's not going to do anything. Your wall is going to ruin my use of my property, so I can bring in this aguda, or the Tosfos, the way he understands it, that just like the porch owner can stop a wall from that'll block the light, blocking his usage of a porch, I can also block you from building something that'll block my usage as a istridor, as a place where my clothes can dry. That's his conclusion why it will be usher to build a wall that will block the clothes dryer, which l'chor would be the same thing in our cases by clotheslines or solar panels, that you should be able to stop the neighbor from ruining your use of the solar panel or of the clotheslines. We'll see soon that it might not be so true. Now, how about the third case? The third case we spoke about in the beginning was, suppose I want the sun's rays to come into my house. I have my window, and every morning the sun comes in and warms up the house, and if you build a wall on the south side, the sun won't come in the way I'm used to it, or the east side, the sun won't come in, and I don't want you to ruin the sunlight for coming into my house. Do you have any time to there? The Beis David says this is different than the case of the Marshach. Right? This is different than the case of the Istridor. But in Istridor we saw the Marshach, we didn't understand his reason so well. We'll see maybe more a little bit now the way the Beis David understands it, but at least the Taras Emes, we saw two possible reasons why I can stop you from building a wall that will block the sun's rays from hitting my clothes contraption, my Istridor. So the Beis David gives two reasons why that's different than the case of the sun's rays coming inside my window. The first thing he says is like this. When you block the sun's rays from hitting the istridor, by doing that, you will no longer be able to use the istridor. Right? You've ruined my use of the istridor. And when I built it, I have a certain amount of a chazaka. Right, like we've been saying all along, I have a chazaka. What happens when I build an istridor? I do a ma'isa. And by doing that ma'isa of building this closed contraption and you're being quiet, I now acquire a chazaka, an easement over your yard to prevent you from building a wall that will stop the sun's rays from hitting my Isra door. Right? That's the Svara we have to add into this Torah's Emet. Which is, I mean, the Rivash also had said that. He said in his case, you didn't do any Maisa to prove that I can block you from stopping the sun from hitting my yard. Just a yard, you didn't do anything. But over here by the Istridur, you did do something. That's why it makes sense, my Shach and the Torah Semes, that I can block my neighbor from building a wall that will ruin my Istridur. But by the window, where the light's coming into a window, when the sun's rays are coming through a window of a house, can we say that, well, when I built my window, that proved that I want to have the right that the sun rays should come into the house? So on that, the Beis Dovid says, no, just like the story we said last week, all you prove when you build a window is that you want the light to come in the house. That's what windows are made for. Your action of building a window does not demonstrate that you want to have the sun's rays come in. All houses have windows. Even if it's on the north side where the sun's rays never come in, you put the window because you want the light to come in. So the Beis Dovid says your action of building a window, even though it might be true that you do need the sun's rays to come into your house, you really want them and it makes you comfortable and you want them, but you did nothing to acquire your rights to your neighbor's yard to stop him from blocking those sun's rays from coming in. It's not like the case of the Istridor where you built something and his silence allowed you to acquire those rights to his yard. Here you didn't do anything. So therefore, that's his first svara, that he says that you can't stop your neighbor from building a wall because you don't want him to block the sunlight coming into your window, because you didn't do anything to show that you acquired the rights to his yard. It was just a window that you opened up. I'm sorry, that's really his second reason. That's the second reason. He says, Bishlama bin Nidon ha-Isidur asa Shimon poel, and by the Isidur Shimon did a ma'isa shakava yisteidu simis maris, he put in nails and pegs, shame hara l'tashmish ha-shemesh, which proves that he needs the sun, and through this he acquires rights to have the sun come and hit that contraption. If you open a window over his courtyard, even though he did some action, that action doesn't demonstrate that you need the sun. It could be that you're opening the window because you want the light to come in. Like most windows, which are only for the light. So since there's no hechruch, you have no proof that you're using it for the sun, if you want to stop him from doing this action of building the wall, you can stop him from doing it. That's his second taina. The first taina he says is like this. He says, by the Isidur, it's clear that Isidur is made for the clothes. And to block the sun from hitting those clotheslines, you can't do, because you're ruining what that contraption was built for. But by the house, Avohacha, Davi Beis Dira, you have a house here. Ein Habayis Osoi L'Hishtamish L'Shemesh. A house is not made to have sun's rays come in. If the sun doesn't come into the house directly, Ein Esbat L'Habayis, it doesn't become a ruined house. If you have a dark house, then it's not a good house. But if the sun's rays don't come in, it's not such a terrible thing. In fact, many houses don't have sun's rays. They're built at the end of the block and they're only facing north and they don't have the sun's rays coming in. That's why when you built the window, you don't have any chazaka in the airspace in front of it, in order that the sun should come in. Only for the light, because a house without a light is not a house. A house without a sun is still a house. These are the two svaras of the Beis Dovid. Let's just put them in order now. The first svar he says is that the difference between the gardaki, between the Istridur and the house, is by the Istridur, I can stop you from blocking the sun from hitting it because you're going to ruin it. I can't use the Istridur if you block the sun from coming in. But by the house, I can't stop you from blocking the sun's rays from coming into my house, because that's not such a terrible thing. It's not no big hazard. I still have a house. I might personally want to have the sun's rays come in, but you didn't ruin anything because it's still a good house like it was all along. His second taina is that in the case of the istador, I did an action that demonstrates that I've acquired the rights over your sun's rays, because the istador without sun's rays isn't worth anything. But by opening a window, I have done nothing to demonstrate that I want the sun's rays. All I've demonstrated is I want light. But it could be that I'm not interested in the sun's rays, so therefore you can't stop him from building the wall that will block the sun from hitting inside your house. A nafgamina between the two reasons, the Emek HaMishpat, the contemporary rights. Suppose you built a room in your house where it's not going to be used for anything. It's just going to be used for the sun coming in to dry your clothes here. It's, you know, a low ceiling. You can't walk in. It's just made to that the sun should come in and dry clothes. It's inside the house. So according to the first reason of the Beis David, you could stop him, because this room is like an istrador. This room is not, I can't use this room for anything else. It was built specifically to dry clothes, and if you build a wall against it, you're stopping me from drying my clothes, so I can stop you from ruining my room that I built for that. According to the second reason, you wouldn't be able to stop him, because to me, looking on the outside, it looks like you're building a house. You have a room over here, you're opening a window. I don't see from the outside that this window is made special for drying your clothes, and that's why I didn't protest it, because I thought it was a regular window, which certainly I will make sure not to go within 4 amas to block the light, but you never demonstrated to me that that is going to be used for sun's rays where I'm going to have to go 20 feet away.
So a greenhouse or something like that.
Right, so if it's clear that it's a greenhouse, it's built in a different way, that's like an istrador. Right, that would be clearly, you have both svaras. Number one, the greenhouse can't be used for anything else. You're not going to go put bedrooms in it if, you know, he blocked the sun's rays. And number two, the way you're building it, it's all glass all around it, shows that you need the sun's rays over there. So that would be a good example where, according to both reasons, you would be able to stop him from blocking the sunlight. So what we have until now is we have two basic svaras on when you can stop someone from blocking the sunlight. Generally, we learn like the Rivash, sunlight's not a taina. You have sun, the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that I can stop you from blocking the sun from hitting my yard. The sun comes from up top anyway, from the sky. There's no way you can stop that. The only thing you have is the Taurus Emes Svara, the way the Beis David is explaining it. What we have is, just like we said, that I can stop you from blocking the light even more than 4 amas. If I have a porch, which is a special usage, or it's a shul that requires more light, why can I do that? So from the Beis David, we have two ways of understanding that. It's either because for you to ruin that light will stop my use of it being a shul, and this is clearly a shul, and I can't use it for anything else, or it will stop my use as a porch, and I can't use it for anything else. It's a real damage. That's the way I'm remembering it, that this is a real hazard, and it's a clear hazard. It's something that everyone sees, that's it's made for this, and you're ruining that usage. And the second svara, he says, the Beis David says, which will sometimes limit that, is that I have to have done something that proves that I'm acquiring that easement over your yard. So when I built my wine cellar, everyone can tell that this is a wine cellar, and you have a window there, so then you have the right for the breeze to come in. If I build a shul, everyone sees it as a shul, so now I've acquired an easement that you have to be even 8 amas away to block the light. If I build an istrador that we're talking about, so there also, everyone knows it needs the sun's rays, or you're like saying a greenhouse, everyone knows it needs the sun's rays, and my building it acquires for me the rights in your yard when you're quiet that you're not allowed to block the sun from hitting it. So based on that, going to our shailas of clotheslines and solar heaters, so windows we see for sure that, like the Beis David said, there's no time that you're blocking the sun from coming into my house. there's no way you can argue that argument, because number one, your house is still a house, and number two, you didn't do anything to show that this window is special for sun's rays coming in, which according to the Emek Mishpat means even if you did build a room, you were hoping that this room would be for drying clothes, that the sun's rays should come in directly, or that you would be able to sit by the sun. If your action doesn't show the neighbor that that's what you're trying to do, you haven't established a chazaka over his property to do that. So that, and to stop the sun's rays coming in the house, that you can't block his wall. For clotheslines, lechara clotheslines should be like the same thing as this istrador, which was a contraption. However, the Mishpat, the Mishkan Shalom, they both say that that's also not a real chazaka, because really in Eretz Yisrael at least there is a special place where they put the clotheslines, where it's not near any other walls, and you decide to put your clothesline somewhere else. So that's not like a kavua thing that you can stop. It's like an istrador which is built in, it's nailed into the porch, you build something that's going to be permanent. Clotheslines don't fit that category. But l'chora, a solar panel where it's built into the roof and it stays there. And so that, the Emek Mishpat says, a solar panel, a solar heater, will be like this istrador. And by you building it over there, you've demonstrated that you want to have the sun's rays hit it. And if he builds a wall against it and blocks the sun's rays, you can stop him, because you've acquired an easement, you've acquired a chazaka over his property that he's not allowed to stop his sun's rays from hitting your solar panel. That's what the Emek Mishpat says. The Mishkan Shalom, it's really, I think, a machlokes in the Metzias. He says even by the solar panel it's not a real chazaka, because solar panels, these solar heaters, you can move around in a different spot on the roof. Just because you put it over here now, maybe tomorrow you'll put it somewhere else. So you, once again, you've done nothing by putting the solar the solar heater up there to show that you need dafka this space, and if he builds a wall, that you'd be able to stop him. I don't know how they're built. He's apparently saying that they can move around. The Emek Mishpat is understanding that once you build it there, that's where it stays. You don't keep on unscrewing it and moving it somewhere else. So it's machlokas and metzias, but the yesodos, they seem to be agreeing on. And that's what we learned tonight, which is building on what we learned the last week, that in general, the only time I can stop you from building a wall is, like the Gemara said, is to block the light. That's a takanas chachamim, that you can't build a wall that blocks the light from coming into my house. Anything else, whether it's the breeze from last week, the air from last week, or the sun's rays from this week, I don't have any right to stop you unless, minimally, what you're going to do is going to damage the whole usage of my room or this area where you're blocking the breeze or blocking the sun's rays. That's minimally what you need, according to Beis David's first teretz. And possibly you need even more than that, probably you need even more than that, and that is, you've had to have done something which demonstrates, which proves that your action of opening this window requires the cross breeze or requires the sun's rays, like the case of a greenhouse, or your action of putting an istrador proves that you need to have the sun's rays hit that, or opening the window in the wine cellar. Everyone sees it's a wine cellar, and that action proves that you need a cross breeze, because otherwise it'll get ruined. So that certainly would help if you have both things. If you only had the one, it's just the fact that you're going to ruin my wine cellar, even though it wasn't demonstrably true, that proven that that's what I wanted. That is the base of it holds in his first far is enough, but it could be, you really need to have shown, to demonstrate it, that this is something that I'm using this window for. Otherwise it might not be enough. So next week Linether will finish off with building walls and with this other relevant issue of, can you build a wall that's going to block someone's view, either he likes the view or he needs the view to see his children standing by the bus stop for waiting for the bus for school, and now you can see it, and the neighbor's going to build a wall that you won't be able to see it anymore, which is going to require you to make a carpool, to change your life. So that we'll talk about next week or another.